You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Matiki Mai Aotearoa is the name of a group and the name of a kaupapa that was started in around 2010. It's a group of people that had representatives from all over the country that was created by the National Iwi Chiefs Forum, and their job was to go and figure out what a new constitution for our country would look like if it was based on, not incorporated into, but based on tikanga, kawa, he whakaputanga, our Declaration of Independence, Te Tiriti o Waitangi, and the United Nations Declaration on the Rights of Indigenous Peoples. And so this group went around the country for a couple of years, going to different communities, going to prisons, going to gang pads, making sure that everybody was a part of this conversation and that it wasn't just kept at an academic level or to a few people, but really ensuring that there was a widespread of whakaaro from all across the country. And what they came out with was a report that everyone refers to as Matike Mai, and that report basically said that we want to basically restart our country based on what it should have been and what it still can be. And part of our constitution will have constitutional values. So they're things like the value of having structure and openness and transparency in the institutions that make our laws, and the value of tikanga about what ought to be in this country. So they came up with a whole lot of values that were common across the country of what people wanted to see. And they had about six different possibilities for constitutional structures for what a constitution for this country could look like and what different power authority arrangements could look like.
Yeah. And you kind of mentioned there, but I think there's a common misconception amongst everyday New Zealanders about he whakaputanga, te tiriti o Waitangi, and even the UN Declaration on the Rights of Indigenous People, with a lot of people kind of citing, like, you know, why are we doing this now? What's the point of it now? Can you just go into a little bit of detail and touch on the importance of those documents and the rights and obligations that are set out in them that have effect now to this day?
So in my view, at least, and because you're not wrong, that's an argument we hear quite often is, oh, those were things that happened in the past and we sort of just leave it there because everything's okay now. But the importance of things like tikanga and kawa and he whakaputanga, those were, when we talk about tikanga and kawa, those were the laws of this land for hundreds and thousands of years. And that was the legal system and the constitutional system that was in place when the Pākehā law arrived here. He whakaputanga, declaring our independence, our sovereignty, and that those tikanga and kawa systems would continue, even through to Te Tiriti o Waitangi, reaffirming that those tikanga and those kawa systems would continue and our authority would continue. It's important that we get back to those things that were promised to us, that our tikanga, our kawa systems would continue, our laws would continue to operate. And because we all know throughout the advent of colonisation, throughout the history of colonisation, our legal systems, our laws, tikanga, our kawa were pushed to the side. And I think the biggest thing is, you know, as Māori, we always have a high regard for looking after our manuhiri. So we have this separation of manuhiri and tangata whenua, and that separation is not to divide us, it's to recognise that we are tangata whenua, we've been tangata whenua for hundreds and thousands of years, and it's our obligation to look after the manuhiri, the tauiri that come onto our whenua. And part of that obligation and fulfilling the responsibilities of that obligation is for our laws to be respected, to be in place, to have just as much mana as the Pākehā laws, as the non-Māori laws have over non-Māori. An essential part of us being able to fulfil our obligations to look after our manuhiri, look after all non-Māori that are in Aotearoa, is the realisation of our laws, our traditions and our beliefs. And there's nothing to be scared about, you know, because the revival of tikanga and kawa is going to help us fulfil our responsibility to look after our manuhiri in Aotearoa.
You kind of touched on it earlier and I wanted to delve into it because I know there's a lot to delve into, but you spoke about some of the constitutional arrangements that this research and report came up with. So can you just talk a little bit about those and what they kind of suggested or recommended?
There's this concept of the spheres of influence, and I'm not sure if everyone is familiar with that, but basically came from the Waitangi Tribunal and says that rangatira agreed to have the rangatira tanga sphere of influence or Māori power and authority that maintained, and they allowed for kāwanatanga or a sphere of influence of non non-Māori authority to exist, but it would apply to them, and there would have, it's sort of like a Venn diagram. It's a Venn diagram where there's two circles, and they sort of meet together in the middle. And that middle space is the space where we work together because we have to. And so these constitutional structures were sort of based on that idea. So there were some options that said, look, we can just have the rangatiratanga sphere where Māori do what they want, the Pākehā, the non-Māori do what they want, and they don't talk to each other, which is obviously we can't have that because we need to be talking with each other and working with each other. We can have those two spheres going, and then we can have another sphere where they come together. We can have those two spheres again, but there is the open one for everybody to come together, but then there's also direct relationships for iwi and hapū that don't want to be part of a bigger collective. There were some constitutional options that said, look, maybe we can just have really strong regional assemblies because of how strong we are as Māori in terms of localization and regionalizing everything. So yeah, there were lots of different options. And the good thing and the intent behind the vagueness of the constitutional structures was they were not trying to provide an answer and say, this is what we need to do. They said, here are some options, and you need to spend the next 5 to 10 years talking to each other and figuring out way forward that you want to go, that we want to go.
Yeah, and I guess that was the next question, was I wanted to ask what the next steps in the process were and where this kind of, this research is going to take us as a country.
The goal and the challenge set by Matike Mai is that by 2040, we will have constitutional arrangements that reflect tikanga, kawa, he whakaputanga te tiriti, and andra. And that was the challenge set down by Mona Jackson, the convener of the Rōpū, and ultimately approved by the whole Rōpū, including its chair, Whai Margaret Mutu. So that's the goal, is that to have a transformed constitution by 2040. The big wero in front of us at the moment, I think, is about educating people on this kaupapa. You know, even one of the challenges I think we have is a lot of this kōrero is kept at an academic level. And I think that's a crown and a colonial strategy, is when you over-intellectualise and you over-academise, if that's even a word, kaupapa, then normal everyday people can't be a part of the conversation. And that's a deliberate strategy used to exclude minorities and exclude particular groups. And so our job is to include all of our people in this conversation and go around the country. So there are some different things that we're trying to do. So we want to go around the country and have wānanga rangatahi, which mimicked what the rangatahi did. So what I spoke before about, they went around for a couple of years. There was an adult stream where they went around and talked to a bunch of adults, and then there was a rangatahi stream of rangatahi who were sent out to have wānanga across the country as well. And we want to do that thing again, to go around and just keep talking about it, educating people, asking them, you know, what is the constitution? And, you know, a lot of people don't actually know what it is. And at the end of the day, it's just the rules that we agree to live by. And then really pulling away all of the intellectualization of these kaupapa and talking to our people, educating them so that they understand. We're trying to create a website so that there are resources readily accessible for people. Because one of the other things we find is that a lot of people are passionate about it, but they don't know where to go to find more information. And, you know, Tino Rangatiratanga doesn't say we're going to wait for the Crown to do it for us, and so we're going to do it ourselves. So there's that, there's the wānanga, there's different kaupapa and things that are in the pipeline, but they'll come up when they come up. But yeah, if we can have as many people having these conversations at their dinner tables, at school, at uni, at work, then I think the better.
That was Te Mata Hiopo speaking about Matiki Mai Aotearoa and the future of Aotearoa's constitution.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.